something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
It's our Canada Day Spectacular.
We play a new game, Lake or Fake.
And we invent our own beer sponsor. It's all coming up right now on TNT.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land. True patriot love in all thy sons' command.
Just jamming on it.
With growing hearts, we see thee rise. The true and strong and free.
It's like if Sinatra never heard it, how would he sing it?
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
It's not
wow.
A hymn.
From far and
whoa, he's just totally
that key change coming.
Canada, we
just
stand
riffing.
On guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free.
Oh,
Canada,
that's enough.
Wow.
Oh, it goes into O Tannenbaum.
You turned me on to this. This is a guy in Vegas singing O Canada at what appears to be a football game.
Yeah.
And we thought we would play a game called No Canada to start our Canada Day Spectacular, but now I have a bad taste in my mouth.
I know.
That Fabio looking mask riffing in and out of the melody waves. You can't do that, bud.
How about this one?
Was that the map that fell?
Yeah, the poor map.
It's pretty great, though. He had a good sense of humor about it.
He
that
saves
dumb Zamfir-looking map fell over the carpet. Hey, how about this version of O Canada? This is before Habs Lightning game. Topical and timely. He's 5 seconds in and it's already pooched. He's lost confidence. But maybe the all-time worst version, according to social media anyway, was Nelly Furtado at the NBA All-Star Game. Take a listen. We talked about it at the time. Here
oh,
it is again in case you've forgotten.
Oh, Canada.
Now, Nelly's thing has always been that she's pitchy, right? She can't deliver live. I buy a slightly slowed down version of O Canada with pan flute or whatever it was to give
Zamfir.
A shout out to our First Nations friends.
Yeah.
But it's just like pitchy and different. You can't do both.
How about this one from spring training game at a Jays game a couple years back here?
Let's hear it. What a mess.
He just kind of was his way out of it. Try.
Like vibrato. Trying to pour syrup over Poobot.
He just stops.
I mean, I can see how if you're singing the anthem, you could get inside your own head and suddenly be like, oh, what is the next word? It's like on the Star Spangled Banner when people go for the octave and don't quite make it.
So it's Canada Day, bud.
Happy Canada Day, bud.
Happy Canada Day.
Just to set the scene, I'm in the Airstream on set at Mr. D. It's lunchtime, and if there's a buzz in the background, it's because at Best Buy a couple years ago, I bought one of those Marshall Stack bar fridges.
Oh, yeah, and they hum like a moth.
I think the thing is, anytime you get a hybrid, like a spork, it doesn't quite work as a spoon, and it's not the best fork. It's like if you get a Marshall fridge. Not a great fridge, certainly not a good amp. It kind of does neither very well.
The Coca-Cola phone.
Yeah, looks cool.
Or the Mickey Mouse.
Or the Sports Illustrated football phone. Or the Pac-Man phone. Looks cool.
Hey, we're rolling back. I'm at home here. Kids are off. School's out.
School's out for summer.
It's all happening. The kids are being nice downstairs. They're being quiet.
Well, I know I won't have Henry barking. That's the one upside.
No Henry. No, but we got some good jams from 1978 queued up. You want to hear one of the first classic?
Yes.
And this is actually probably, remember how you always say like, 70s just don't really do it for me? 78 is like a great example of why. And
the 70s are awesome? All right, coming around.
That they're not awesome. That it's like, I feel you, kind of.
Okay, hit me. What's the first jam? Chuck Mangione, Feels So Good. It's a great jam.
This is another technical difficulties math jam.
Yeah, it sure was.
It was like CTV or something.
This is a tsunami warning.
Tsunami warning. Oh, it's always Lloyd Robertson, like the mic falls and then they cut to this.
I went to see Chuck Mangione at the Rebecca Cohen Auditorium in Halifax, and all night long I was just waiting for this jam.
Yeah, of course.
And then you hear it, and then you realize you're halfway through the show, and now what?
Oh, yeah.
This is his big time. This is how we do it. You got to play it twice for the people.
They didn't do it. And it's not to mention, it's like a 4-minute intro before this.
Okay, guys, push in. Sur le stage.
Summer picnic. Popular girl. They went to an outdoor, like, the chin picnic or something to try and boost sales for the club.
Push so in, sur le stage, Sarah McCoughlin.
They have a tent outside in one of the summertime picnic.
Aww. Did you ever know any masks that ran for Miss Chin Picnic?
No, I didn't. But that was a staple growing up, the classic Toronto throwing the frisbee moths.
Okay, guys, they're going, guys. Bienvenue à Chin Picnic.
Remember, and then the Lombardi guy that was always do the classic, like, on the mic, talking up all the girls.
Like Johnny Lombardi? Someone's been doing squats.
Miss Chin Picnic, 1985.
What a sin. Miss Chin Picnic.
How about this one? For 78 Jam.
Dan Hill.
Danny.
On my reply, I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with lies. I'm sorry, this is math can sing.
This is when Gordy threw this one by Bernie.
And Gordy be like, I mean, it's a bit cheesy, Bernie. Like, just because you're writing a love song doesn't mean you have to go all soft.
Hey, did you see that email?
Yes!
From the guy from Aurelia?
Holy cow! I feel like we should read it in full.
Best intel ever.
I think
we won't give away the guy's name.
No, but can I read it?
Yes, yes.
This is unbelievable intel from a gentleman who grew up in Aurelia. We won't give away his name. His name is Kay.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, first and foremost, I discovered the podcast a few months ago and it's become a staple of my listening week. Awesome. I grew up in Gord's hometown of Aurelia. Can you turn off sometimes when we touch?
Yeah,
it's the weirdest soundtrack to this.
It is not working.
I grew up in Gord's hometown of Aurelia, birth through 18. My folks still live there. According to local lore, the real sundown lived on my street when I was a kid. For reference, yeah. I'm now 40. According to my parents and their friends, the real Sundown was a gentleman named P.D.,
yeah.
who I'm told would have been best described as a large 60s, 70s era dealer.
Classic.
As per the lyrics, Sundown, this gentleman had a thing for or with Mrs. Lightfoot. In his later days, late 80s and such, he lived a few doors down from this guy's childhood home on Lake Coochiching. And even though Sundown had retired, anytime there was a fishing derby or a holiday on the lake, there always seemed to be a flotilla of fishermen, tourists, or water skiers, likely undercover police, this guy's father would always say, in front of this guy's house. I live and work in Toronto now, and interestingly enough, Gord works out at my gym.
That's classic.
While I've had the Mr. Lightfoot, my name is such and such, and I'm from Orillia, etc., awkward conversation, I have yet to have the guts to ask this guy if the story is true as my parents and their friends tell it.
Wow.
He's careful to say, please don't take this as gospel or attribute the story publicly to me, as I have no formal proof, fair enough, but it's something that I heard definitely more than once while growing up. That's unbelievable intel.
I really
and
think
I hope
that's
it's okay because we didn't sell him down the river, but
no.
we had to share that with the buds because that is great.
We do love getting those emails. There's we don't mention it much, but we get a lot of them every week, and we go through them. It is us. We check it out. It's only us, but it's Taggart and AND Torrens at gmail.com. It's on our Twitter site. Always send in thoughts. The how's it goings, all
free
the
stuff on Kijiji's,
free on Kijiji's, whatever you like.
And speaking of Gmail, we're thinking of our buddy Mac this week. His brother Mitch sent us a letter, and maybe we'll dedicate this episode to Mac because he was a bot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes.
So let's talk about the, and we'll get back to 78 jams in a second, but the 23 minutes that shook the NHL that happened just yesterday. How do you feel about Hall for Larson, first of all, Edmonton and New Jersey?
I think that, I mean, if that's all it is, then that's insanity and complete madness. But I'm assuming there'll be a back end to it. Something else, like you know, your Lucic conversation or whatever else.
I assume so. And I assume by the time this potty comes out, it may even be done. They just can't formally sign anyone until July 1st.
But it's still, at this point, it's not looking so good for Chiarelli.
But all I could think was, once the Subban-Weber thing went down...
Yeah.
If Subban was really on the table, why wouldn't we have done Hall for Subban?
Yeah.
Like, or as a friend of mine pointed out, Hall for Larson and in brackets Lucic, that's easier to swallow suddenly than straight Hall for Larson. Unless
I don't know. Yeah,
Hall
you know
was
what?
A real just, problem in the room.
The Subban thing, I mean, it's just, there was always a grind with him and the brass there, and even some people in Quebec just giving him a hard time constantly for no reason, and it was just always happening, and it was just like, you know what, you guys don't deserve this guy because he'll go somewhere
like
else
right now, by the way.
Oh nice. He'll go somewhere, he'll go to Nashville and he'll thrive now, and he'll actually, you know, become exactly what everybody thought he could become in Montreal. But there was this like weird bullshit that continued around PK.
Well, the pretty telling
the
thing
that he did.
The French media loves the deal. They love that Subban is gone, and they love that Weber's coming in. I mean, in fairness to Weber, he's unbelievable, and
he's incredible,
solid, and he's a great player. There's no question. But Subban is like the face of this generation of hockey, and obviously for the city of Montreal, he spent last year learning French. Like, he's such an ambassador beyond the game.
What he did for the community, the $10 million pledge to the hospital, the kids in the hospital, he knew all of the kids, he was developed a relationship with all of those people. Those are the things that you can't put money on. I mean, he did so much for the community, and he'll do the same for Nashville, but it's a real shame that, I guess when you put it all together, I'm sure, you know, Shea Weber's one of the best defensemen in the league.
For sure.
That's not necessarily the issue. It's the leadership, it's the community values, but it's also the fact that PK will come out of his shell because he was constantly being told to not do everything.
Well, I've been saying for a few years, if we could get Shea Weber in Edmonton, we'd be all set. Like, I obviously think very, very highly of him as a player. But it's too bad because I think by and large, the fans in Montreal really liked PK. And I mean, hockey players generally are pretty low-key cats. They're not flashy and colorful. I mean, Avery was an exception to that rule. PK is an exception to that rule. Patrick Roy is an exception to that rule, and he was traded.
Yeah.
What other 78 jams you got for us, Bot?
Chelios back in the day. You want another one?
Yeah.
Here's a good one. Here's a classic that'll ring true with the old Canadianity on Canadianity Day. It's like the alternate version of My Way.
It is, isn't it? You just need me. Laramie, freaking have a slow dance with me, bud. Shake the dust off you. You're gonna go moldy sitting there on the couch eating nachos. Get up. Who cares if we're just in our apartment? It's Canada Day. Let's celebrate.
I don't do that kind of stuff, Andrea.
My uncle invited us out to go for Natal Day. There's a Kaylee in August, the start of August, back in Britain. Why don't you bring
can't
come
you
with
see,
me?
Can't you see I'm looking at new fabric for my new pants, for my stage clothes?
Friggin' care less about your pants, care more about a dance. Get up!
I'm working on this new thing where I have a light bulb and I hold it above my head when I play.
Because it's like you had some smart idea or something?
It's kind of scary as well as like cool.
I saw a group of women at the airport in Toronto on their way to Kelowna for a bachelorette party, and all of them were done to the nines and wearing, you know, really expensive clothes and had bags and stuff. And I was wondering if what it would be like if Andrea was going with those people to some, it's so weird, Laramie, like they don't even eat what's on their plate. Like she would not fit in with those people at all. But that's what makes me love her.
That is a good one.
We need to address our cliffhanger because Laramie's got, or Andrea's got a ball in the oven.
I think it'd be good if she was like out with Laramie late and got really banged up and then ended up at Sneaky D's. But then like on the way home after Sneaky D's, like at the blackout periods, you like picked up a bag of Pride bagels, you know, those rainbow bagels and crushed them all. But then like forgot. And in the morning, she's like, she comes running out of the bathroom thinking she's going to die.
Aww. Larry, I have the weirdest cravings for like big 8 and egg rolls.
She goes to the bathroom and it's like all tie-dye looking in the toilet. Aww. She's freaking out. Larry!
Is that where we're going? It
Larry,
was not to
Larry.
Be this time?
I'm freaking out. What is rainbow shitties?
But maybe when she calls home to Renan, she's like, I'm not freaking telling Laramie that it went away because I still want him to rub my feet.
Went away.
I still want him to rub my feet, so I'm not going to spoil it for myself. It's going to be a good summer getting back and shoulder rubs and rubbing my feet. Get him to go out for Häagen-Dazs. Laramie, where's the freaking coffee Häagen-Dazs? There was 2 spoonfuls left last night when I went to bed and it's gone. She wants to have it for breakfast.
And then the big relief after Laramie's like, where's those Pride bagels?
Hey, when you go out, will you get me some of the Magnums? The big chocolate ice cream bars? But don't get the little mini ones, because I have to have 4 of them to count as 1.
More Magnums with the caramel in between layers.
Oh, the Magnums are tight.
Magnums.
Summertime tight. Get me 2 boxes of Magnums, not them friggin' mini ones either.
Throw the nuts on them.
Give me the friggin' grown
like
up ones.
You know?
Is this 78?
Yeah.
Oh. Melodies number 10, Andre Dawson. Bill Gullickson.
This song is so fucking, oh, so cheesy.
Les Expos de Montréal brought to you in part by Saint-Hubert Poulet. Saint-Hubert Chicken. Chicken for your mouth. Poulet pour ton bouche. Dude, 78.
This is brutal, right?
Let's let this one coast us to break.
No, it's a
take. Episode 78 of TNT is just getting rolling. It's our Canada Day spectacular. Don't freaking go anywhere!
come back, will ya?
All right, this is Wolfman Jack up in Regina. It's 1978. We're going to listen to this little song called Reminiscing by the Little River Band. Get your Friday night rolling. Oh, hold on a second now. Hang on a second here. And we got a call in here. Seems we got a... gonna have to take a break here. Hold on a second. We got a guest tonight on my Wolfman Jack show. Little legend from Orillia, Ontario, Gordon Lightfoot. How are you doing today, Gordon?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. Just to be clear, it's Wolfman Jet?
Yeah, that's Wolfman Jet.
Because I know there's a very popular DJ. No, it's a
pride.
DJ.
I know it's the pride of Regina.
There's a DJ in the States called Wolfman Jack, and I've been on his show before.
I don't know that. I don't know who that is. But anyway, you're on tour, and you finally made it through the prairies. How are you?
Well, you know, Canada's like a vast quilt and tapestry of people and stories and places, and my manager, Bernie, has been kind enough to drive, and just looking out the window and recording thoughts in my head and jotting them down in my diary.
So what's it like now being so popular? I mean, you started out doing folk music in, I think it was in Toronto. Now you're a big star hanging out with people like Bob Dylan. What's life like for Gordon Lightfoot these days?
Well, Jet, you know, I have a tour bus, but that's for the crew. And I usually fly on a plane because that's just the way it is. And I'll probably be saying that same thing for another 40 years. But I'm on my second little wifey, and I think this one's really going to stick.
That's good to see you're having a good time, Gordy. Hope you can keep it together for the rest of this tour, all right? Now, I'm going to go to our next song. Thanks for coming on the show, though.
Can I just tell you one thing?
What's that?
There's a guy named Sundown, and that's what I call him anyway. And I think he's trying to get busy with my wife. So if something happens to me, I want you to start looking there, like on Dateline NBC.
No problem.
You guys you don't play any Bruce Coburn, do you?
No, not tonight. Thank it's your night, Gordy.
Thank you very much. Your schedule's there fast.
Anyway, we're back to reminiscing by the Little River Band.
Another time and okay, another place.
Was that fun?
I love
or not?
That Wolfman Jack has Wolfman never heard Jack. Of Wolfman Jack.
No.
Like, no, never heard of him. What do you mean?
And then he's also like, come on, man, you're wrecking my whole scene here. Hey, on the off the line with Gord.
He keeps hitting mute on his mic, like, come on, man. Just that's my thing. Don't you're harsh
on my
mellow.
Everybody knows Wolfman Jack. Just give me a break.
Because some program director told Jat he needed to come up with a hook.
Yeah.
His name's maybe
before
Matt.
He was all talking like this, just being from Saskatoon, eh?
Yeah, but now he has a thing.
Now he's in the big cities trying a new thing in Regina.
78 jams.
Yeah, the 78 jams.
I can't believe we're almost at 1980. Where do we pass over the torch?
You said... You're still not really feeling the early 80s, so maybe 83,
okay.
84 will hand it to you. Maybe,
okay, maybe the baton is M plus M, black stations, white stations, feet on the floor, get up and face the music. This is 1984. 1984 yeah, well, is when I take over.
Because, I mean, you could probably do 83. That's Thriller even.
Oh, sure, I'll do 83.
I'm sure there's some Duran Duran on the radio at that point. I think you're free to go at 83.
Hey,
E.T. In the theaters.
We have some exciting news, and that is that Rat Piss Lager has agreed to sponsor the podcast.
Rat Piss Lager, our yeah. new sponsor.
It's sharp
for the podcast.
But it's cold.
Oh, wow. It gets you where you need to go.
I can't wait to get some Rat Piss Lager merch going, and we can send some out to buds.
I was telling Lisa that how funny I thought that was, and she just thought it was so just so gross that no one would ever find that funny. She's like, why don't you use rat back? I'm like, rat back is more gross than rat piss.
I think, okay, if we're being truthful, and I know that's what the bots have come to expect from us, I thought it was funny to start saying rat piss lager is something that sponsored us, and it doesn't actually exist. But my idea was, maybe if we say it enough times, some brewer bod will say, well, I'll make rat piss lager, and then we'll have TNT rat piss lager, and we can have the merch and sell that and everything.
I think that would be fantastic, although would anybody actually drink that?
Well, would this they? Is my feeling, like the micro brews nowadays.
It's a little hoppy.
Yeah. The micro brews nowadays, though, people can call beer anything, and I don't know if anybody that's gone into a micro brewery that hasn't worked.
Yeah. How about Maple Leaf Tears beer?
Yeah. Beaver Ale.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing for Canada Day weekend, bud?
Lager.
Lager is actually great.
Lager. It's just a guy Berlin on the label.
Why hasn't anyone done lager?
Think about how many beer companies use people Berlin on the beer label, like the Maudit, they're Berlin, right?
All right, Lisa Taggart, you win. We're not doing rat piss lager. We're doing lager. And the slogan is just Berlin.
Yeah, and like when you really want to get into things, you're just smashing logs. You're like, Joe,
how many logs did you saw last night, bud? I saw it about 10 logs. All I can think, because my fridge is humming so loud, is that Timbot's going to be like, dude, you guys need to re-record the whole thing. Should I try to find the plug and unplug it?
Sure. I don't hear it, but...
You don't?
No, but I'm sure it's there. Loggerheads.
We're at Loggerheads.
We were at Loggerheads last night.
There, I unplugged it.
Nice!
How many logs did you saw...
Yeah.
Lager. Like, that's not even a good joke. That's actually a thing. That's a good idea.
Just have the guy Berlin on the logs.
What are you peckers doing for the weekend?
We are going to Peterborough, the borough of Pete. To a Bod's cottage.
Are you really?
Yeah.
How long are you going for?
I think we're going to do a four banger.
Are you really? How great is that?
Isn't that great?
Some s'mores, some campfires, some swimming.
Yeah.
Great. It's
just the kid. There's a zip line.
So fun.
Apparently Dan O'Toole's going to be around with the RV. He's coming in for the weekend. He's from there, so he's going to be around.
What do you mean? Toolsy has an RV?
Tim Oxford just happened to rent a cottage with Sarah this weekend up in Peterborough. Like, what is going on? The stars are aligning in Bodville.
So... Toolsy has an RV?
He's renting one for the long weekend. He's going to get his girls.
Like 1-800-GORVING?
I guess, right?
1-800-GORVING is the worst branding. And then they tried to make RV uppercase, so it's 1-800-GO-RVing. But I don't care who you are. It reads like GORVING.
Yeah, you want to go GORVING?
Yeah. The first Does that mean like I going thought, to the
Grand...
Like 1-800-GORVING.
GORVING.
Yeah, I'm taking the family GORVING for the weekend. We're going on a GORVING trip.
It's not glamping, it's GORVING.
I bet Gary Gugatami goes GORVING.
Oh, man. You know, that guy just keeps coming back. I think I say it once or twice a day because my kid and I will play the video games
once in a while.
He'll throw out... You gotta be kidding me, like every 5 minutes, and I'll be like, Gugatami, you mean? Gugatami.
Has Gugatami taken off in your house?
Yeah, and I'll say, I was like, Gugatami's in the fairway. He's got 237 yards.
You gotta be kidding me.
He's picking up a hybrid.
For those looking for an update, I'm now selling the fifth wheel. It's a 40-foot titanium. I'm selling it on commission at a local dealer.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I think that's the easier way to go. And we're taking the bus, which had some body work done to it. We're taking the bus out to my in-law's cottage for the weekend.
Perfect.
Pretty tidy Canada Day weekend, all in all.
Yeah, I like that.
Let's take a break on TNT Canada Day Spectacular, and we'll be back with more. Hold your birds, bots.
Fucking right, eh?
Hello, hello, Jonathan.
This segment of Tagger and Torrance brought to you in part by Lager Lager Light. All the lager lager you love with only half the calories.
Hey, Mitch, how long you off for this weekend?
Probably till Monday.
Well, you probably got time for a lager classic, don't you?
I'll saw a couple logs real quick, Bob.
Lager lager. And lager lager light.
That's or the lager lager. Now for the makers of Lager Lager Light comes Lager Lager Dark. Like, how do they do that? They just keep coming up with new versions of it in different colors.
There's only, let's just go, there's three. There's Lager Lager, there's Lager Lager Classic, and there's Lager Lager Light.
Lager Lager Classic.
It's like you missed the old one, so we're going back to the original recipe.
Even though they've only been in business for 3 months.
Yeah.
They roll out like, the classic.
It's it goes back into the family. Because the two brothers, the guy who had the original recipe. Like,
my great grandfather, John Lager, always wanted his lager's lager. Oh my gosh.
So we're going to bring it back. Lager Lager Classic. I love Lager Lager.
Me too. Quit sawing logs, Trevor, and mow the grass.
Give me a Lager Lager Light and I'll do something.
And they sell like a 2-4 called a cord.
Or how about like the one guy's like, I didn't work out today. Give me a Lager Lager Light.
Okay, we're going to play a game in the proud tradition of Can't Get You Laggy. It's a summertime game. And it's called Camp Trust Afunda. This one's called Lake or Fake.
Yeah.
We're going to give each other the name of a Canadian lake, and the other guy has to guess if it's real or fake.
Yes.
You ready? Go first.
Okay, I'll go first with Molson Lake. Real or fake?
Molson Lake.
Yeah. Molson Lake. Real or fake?
Spelt like the beer.
Spelt exactly like the beer.
I have to go fake.
I have to tell you that it's real.
Molson Lake. Where is that?
It's in Manitoba.
Crazy.
Molson Lake. Real lake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lake Chachi.
Oh my God. Like Chachi. It's like, is this a real lake or is this just what everybody calls every toll booth person in the world?
Chachi.
Come on, Chachi. I ain't got all day. Give me some change.
Lake Chachi.
I'm going to say that's a real lake for some reason.
It's fake.
It's a fake
lake.
It's a fake lake.
Lake Chachi.
Oh, man.
All right, what's my next one?
Okay, the Kabanga Reservoir.
Oh, reservoir.
The Kabanga Reservoir.
I have to go fake.
It's real.
Come on.
It's real in Quebec.
The Kabanga Reservoir?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They do the French guy telling his buddy he wants to go to the Kabanga this weekend.
So I'm 0 for 2.
You gotta do a French guy saying he's got to get to the Kabanga Reservoir.
Bon, si, je vais aller au réservoir du Kabanga. Je vais faire la natation au réservoir du Kabanga cette fin de semaine. C'est une journée au Canada, mais on célèbre ça ici.
My friends are going, how come I can't go?
I was thinking about Simple's plan, because they are tour.
Yeah.
They are tour this summers.
They're doing the big Canadian.
Can't be perfect. They're doing a big deal, and people are really excited about it.
People are, they're finishing it up in Quebec.
Of course they are. Okay, you ready?
I am.
Chart Lake.
No.
That's Chart a greasy lake.
That's a greasy move, by the way, taking a shit in the lake.
Oh, it's, like, do you know someone that's done it?
Yes, man. I've been like swimming with buddies and like seeing one of them like, hey, check it out, and like da da da,
no.
Like three logs fire up behind them. Like that's
come on.
A shit ski, man. No dice. You can't do that.
There's so, greasy. So many questions.
Well, it's probably like the day two or three of like a big bender, right? So the guy's got the shits anyway.
Oh my god.
So greasy. Hey, do you know, hey, JT, hey, one of these? Hey, JT. And you look over and it's like, da-ba-da-da, behind him.
The thing that is most confounding is the ability to time it. Like, hey, look, and then it happens. How do they do that?
Well, you know, I mean, pretty sure you know when it's coming. Like, it wasn't like, hey, look at this, like, out of the blue. I think he was kind of
like, hey, Jer.
Yes.
Hey, Jer.
Yeah.
Hey, Jer. Hey, Jer. That's so gross.
So bad.
That's such a gross maneuver.
Like, it's bad enough when the water gets warm around you and they give you the luck, right?
I guess. You make it sound like it happens all the time.
Well, I remember like being a kid and my brother or me, like, hey, Jack, and then, like, it's all warm. When you're kids, you pee.
If crop dust is when folks are gaseous and you walk through it, there must be a term for when someone pees in the water.
Hey, I saw this, like, on Twitter, some like, camera that like it was a heat sensing camera and there's this dirt ball, it was at like a subway or something, you could just see all this fucking gas coming out of it, like his pants were even like one loose super long fart, and it was like he was just standing there like, who gives a shit?
And camera picked up on it.
Yeah, like it was like you didn't realize how awful a fart, really bad fart is.
Gosh.
Like it all of a sudden, like, envelops the crowd like it's a fucking bomb. And he's just letting her rip. Like, pants are actually fluttering, man.
What was that on, Dateline?
No, it was on Twitter. Just, like, check this dirt ball out. And it was, like, an infrared or something camera that was picking up the heat, and it was just like billowing out of the guy.
Oh man.
But I don't know what if you ever wonder what a fart looks like, that's it. Oh. Hey, Lake Chart, I'm going to say that's fake.
Chart Lake.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chart Lake is fake.
Wow. That's
all right, hit one. Me.
Okay. Peter Pond.
Peter Pond?
Peter Pond Lake.
I'm going to say it's real.
It is.
Okay, good. I'm on the board. This one's French.
Okay.
Lac Googly.
That's fake again. That's three fake ones for sure.
What?
Googly. That's three fake ones right there.
That's
three
what?
Fakers. Three fakers in a row.
Yeah, that's fake.
Yeah.
You're really good at this game. On your resume, under special skills, you should put really good at Lake or fake.
Okay, how about this one? Gary Lake.
The worst name ever. Gary Lake.
Gary Lake.
Named after Gary Gugatami?
Gary Gugatami's personal lake. When he's off tour and he's taking a break, he's like, oh, I just gotta get to Gary.
And gotta get to Gary is their ill-fated tourism slogan from a couple years back, and it didn't really catch on.
Gary Gugatami's like, I shot 80 on Sunday, or on Friday, so I could guarantee I'd miss the cut so I could get home to Gary Lake.
I think Gary Lake is so B-flat, it must be real.
Oh, it's real. It's in Nunavut.
Nice.
And the fact
funny
that
we went, we both went with kind of normal names, because yeah. Your next one is Lake Daryl.
Oh.
Lake Daryl.
Daryl. I'm going to say that's real, because it's got to be a Lake Daryl.
That's fake, bot.
Holy shit.
Made that one up.
So when you were looking up lakes, you just had a pen and paper and your head.
Yeah.
How about this one? Okay. This one's French. Lac Soisis.
Soisis?
Yeah.
Like sausage?
Yeah.
Lac Soisis. There's the no way. Like
big tough guys, big red meat eating beer, mud-eat crushing dudes. That live
sausage
in.
Lake?
Yeah.
Let's grab a cord of lager and head up to Sausage Lake. See what happens.
No, it's in Quebec.
Lac Soisis. I'm going to say that's fake.
Yeah, it's fake. Too bad. There's no like John Goodman looking masks getting in a car going up to Lake Soisis.
Logger's Lake.
Logger's Lake. There's got to be a lot of those. You got another one? Oh, that's
yeah.
That's,
it was Logger's Lake.
Oh yeah, yeah. I believe that to be true. As much
that's
as
real.
It's
in BC.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Lake Winnipegosis.
That's real.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lake with a disease. Yeah. Peckerwood Lake.
And where Andrew goes in the summers.
Yeah. Holy frig, Laramie, take your shirt off. Fort melts right to you.
She's totally Andrew is the one like what gets in the bikini right away in front of everybody.
I got this monokini at Winners. Do you think it fits me right?
Just jumping in the algae water where people aren't even feeling it a bit, but she's all over it.
Oh, just... come on. Yeah. Couple eels never hurt you.
What does
look,
she
I grabbed
say?
One right by the tail.
What does she say when it's too cold? When she jumps in.
Well, she would say, cold's witch's tit. Laramie, it's cold's witch's tit, but then it's not too bad once you get in. It's not too bad once you get in is an elaborate ruse by people who go in to trick you into getting into freezing cold water. It's not too bad once you get in.
They want you to deal with the shit that they're going through. It's not too bad once you get in, but then you know when it's really cold, when they're cold in the water, as opposed to like, you know what I mean? When they're
yeah.
getting all blue and going, man, I'm cold after like 10 minutes.
It's not the freaking polar bear swim. Take two pulls of my lemon gin, get in the water, and quit being such a baby. Look at Laramie, it's a bird turtler. His bird disappeared, it's so cold.
She's way out there, just head bobbing.
Her tiny head floating on the horizon.
Going under Laramie. The water, doing dives and shit.
Laramie,
spinning around.
Get out here, do the dog paddle with the waves to carry you right out.
Pulling on lily pads and shit.
She's probably never been swimming in a lake. She's probably a beach swimmer.
She sure is, right? Because she's used to the ocean.
Yeah.
Jellyfish bites.
You friggers call these lakes beaches? Peckerwood Lake, real or fake?
I'm going to say that's fake.
That's real.
Oh, wow.
But so we'd have to go to the judges because it's in Arkansas. So it's not technically a Canadian lake. But I looked up Lake Pecker. Just to see if I could find something Andrea-like.
Yeah.
And there's Lake Packer in Wyoming. But Peckerwood Lake was the only thing I could get with Pecker in it.
That's good.
So I get half nice. A point for that.
No, that's not bad. I got no more. Unless you want me to make some up.
No, but I have a few more that I'll just tell you. Pickle All right. Lake is
what?
Real. Pickle what? Lake.
Pickle Lake. Yeah, I've heard of Pickle Lake. Where is that?
God's
north.
Lake. Do you think God's Lake is real or fake?
That's real, yeah. I saw
that's real
that
in Manitoba.
Yeah.
Lake Phaneuf.
Wow, that's got to be fake.
That's fake.
Yeah.
Lake Pekwachanameoskoskwaskwapenwenek.
That's gotta be real.
It's real. And finally, Lake Titicaca.
Why does that sound so familiar? Is that real?
It's real. Lake Titicaca is between Bolivia and Peru.
Yeah, that somehow registered on my head. Because it sounds like a good gag.
Lake Titicaca.
Yeah.
So if we're being honest with the people, it's Canada Day now. It's Friday. Yep. And I just got back from the Bible Hill, Nova Scotia, Canada Day parade. All I'm saying, bud, is that it's a good thing I had on sunglasses because I find it so moving to see tiny horses pulling little carts, and the bagpipes always make me cry anyway, and senior citizen quilters on the back of their church floats. Nice. It's a real small town deal.
That is a good one. See, we're piecing everything together to get in the car for the old road trip into the cottage.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Do you know, of all the things I'm proud of when it comes to my girls, it's a little thing, but one of the things that makes me enormously proud as a parent is that they'll wave back to anyone who waves to them. So all parade long, I look over and they're waving back at every dog and fireman and Shriner. Do you think the Shriners fight over who gets to drive the little cars?
For sure. I bet you it's by like some kind of hierarchy leadership role.
Yeah, because that's got to be the seniority post.
Fucking come on, man. My back's killing me. I've walked for fucking all day. And he's like, he won't get the ride, though.
Well, your back probably hurts driving them little masks, doesn't it?
No, but imagine he's trying to get on the little mask so he doesn't have the big pain in the ass.
Just Tony. Hey,
look at you, Gary, get to cruise the whole day. All mad?
Gary Lake.
Gary Lake's cruising. What's Gary Shriner, saying? How's Gary's all like total greasy?
Yeah. Gary Lake is the place where a person took a poo. Gary's the guy who's trying to grease a ride.
Gary Lake ran in front of Jerry, the other guy who's not liking him, to get in there, and he's like to sign in at the Legion or whatever it was. So he hangs that over his head. He's like, "I've been a member longer than you," even though he like pushed him down to get in.
Oh my gosh!
Like 45 years ago,
there is. Oh my gosh! I just Googled the name Gary Lake to see how many Gary Lakes there are. There are a lot of them.
Sure.
Including a former association football player who played with New Zealand internationally.
Yep.
There are at least 10 Gary Lake profiles on LinkedIn. I guess it's a pretty common name.
Oh, Gary Lake, yep.
But the pictures of these Gary Lakes, they look greasy.
They all look like Gary Lake.
Yeah, they really do.
Can't you just see him on the little riding that thing all day?
Dr. Gary Lake, Tuscaloosa, and Alabama.
Taking it, cruising it around, like, to try and pick up ladies. Going to Menchie's on the scooter with the Shriners garb.
Yep, or...
Lead Shriner again.
Gary Lake is the guy that would say, "Hop in for a second, Pat. Your back's probably killing you." And then peel away in the little car just when you walked over to get in. Like, the worst pranks ever. Oh, yeah. Can you take a turn, bud? See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
And he always goes to Menchie's.
What is Menchie's?
It's a fancy frozen yogurt place that, like, you put all the candy on the top and it
where it's $8.50 for a small.
Yes, like there is no small. That's the other thing. There's only like these tub sizes. There's only like tub and then super tub and then jacuzzi size.
But you pay alien jacuzzi.
Yeah,
alien.
Oh,
size.
Totally. Sorry. Yeah, my kids all asked for alien size yesterday, like without even it. Like it's
for
so,
ice cream.
Yeah.
It's you pay by the weight, though, right? At Menchie's, you pay, like, you just put your empty, your full bowl on the thing, and then you pay.
To, to get like one of those things under $5, you have to like let it squirt for 2 seconds and then like put, you know, a Mike and Ike on there and you're all set.
Let me tell you something though. My default is always gummy worms and gummy bears because I like the mass, but once you put them on ice cream, they freeze and they get hard.
Yeah, that's not good.
Plus, they're probably really heavy,
and
that might put you over the $7 scale.
Sometimes chocolate will just turn to wax taste when it gets cold.
Gross.
But then when you're in there, like they have the tester things, and I'll fucking tell you what, I'll crush 5 or 6 of those and not get one.
It's not fair.
Because I'm getting the kids the Menchies, and I will test the fuck out of those things. And then to the point where they don't even put them out anymore.
Bastards. I think the move is to go with a vanilla base. Because if you go with like a tangerine base, and then you're putting a bunch of candy on it, I think your frozen yogurt should be like your backdrop, your canvas, and then you paint it with candy. But I don't think you start with a crazy colored canvas because then the tastes just get too weird.
But what do you think Gary Lake gets when he goes to Menchie's?
Gary Lake gets like pomegranate and
because you can get the swirl. So he'll get the cookies and cream.
Lake's got the swirls.
And what does he fire on the top? Score bits?
Yeah, I was going to say score bits. Gary Lake.
You can't
that
even
greasy
see.
Bastard.
You can't even see the frozen yogurt anymore for the score bits.
Hey, Jer, look. What? Hey, Jer. Hey, Jer. Hey, Jer. Gary, I'm just trying to... Jer.
He's the guy shitting in the lake, too.
Brutal. Yeah, he's the worst. Let's take a break on TNT 78. Our Canada Day Spectacular will continue in a moment.
Tidy's calling you. Studley.
We're back.
What if Gary Lake lives in Andrea and Laramie's building? He might even be their landlord. And he drives a Chrysler Sebring convertible, and he's really proud of it. And he's super old, yeah. And maybe he worked at Lager Lager his whole life, and he's retired now.
He's the Lager Lager classic. Like, it's going, or else his company's not going to happen.
Gary Lake. And he's kind of, like, tanned and kind of happening, but his greasiness cancels out. Like, if you saw a still photograph of Gary Lake, you'd think kind of salt and pepper, like, pretty pulled together. But he's so greasy. Like, he's the come see us to your wife guy. Come here, see us for a second. Come see us for a second.
Yeah, for sure.
Trying he's to get also... folks to sit on his lap and stuff.
he's the guy who like pinches your kids and like puts their arm behind their back and shit.
No hug for us? Where's my hug? He's that guy.
Saying I got money, but then like almost breaks their fingers in some hole that he learned in Second World War.
Like, there's a Werther's like... hidden on my body, and if you can find it, you can have it.
He's doing holds that he learned when he was warden in a prison.
And the kids' faces are turning red because Gary Lake won't let go.
He's making the big sicko face.
The kids are trying to tap out, but Gary's too busy chatting to notice. Get over here, bud. Where's my hug?
In the Second World War, he's I'll be me and you be the guy. Then be a hey, Jer.
Hey, Jer. Hey, Jer. Hey, Jer.
And he shows them his whites all in the war. And they're all burned. They have all iron marks in them, all burnt up. Hey, Jer. All your clothes are all fucked.
Gary Lake.
In the middle of the night, he just burned iron to, like, put fucking iron marks all over his war gear.
Like Mr. Prank, but yeah. No judgment.
Hey, Jerry, hey, you ready? Here's your fatigues. Throws them on him.
Like he'd snap you in the pecker with a wet towel. Yeah. That Gary Lake would snap you in the pecker with a wet towel.
Total. Just the biggest prick ever, but he's, like, 1,000 years old, too.
And he's giving you, like, puts you in a headlock and giving you noogies? Get over here, Laramie!
Yeah, no friends. Everyone hates him.
You want to go for a ride in the Sebring? No thanks. Get in here. Where's my hug? Okay.
He's firing all the, like, candy at Menchie's in his pockets.
There's a gummy worm in one of my pockets, kid.
And he starts going off about saving the country if the kid says something to him.
About how they don't understand sacrifice.
Yeah, he grabs the kid and, like, puts his head on the counter and pushes on it hard.
But his dates are a little fudged. Like, he talks about being overseas, like, in the 70s. So how long were you over there? Oh, I don't know. Might have been around 4 years. Might have been 6 months. Doesn't matter. He gets irritable when you press him on details.
Yeah, like at bowling, if someone starts chirping him about dates, he throws a 10-pin ball at the guy in his stomach. That didn't happen. That was 1958. Whoa, Blake throws it in the guts.
Gary Lake is maybe the breakout star of Andrea and them. And Laramie's like, I can't stand him. And he's like, he's not too bad. He just reminds me of my uncle from home.
He always puts him in like arm locks and shit.
Puts Laramie in arm locks.
He thinks it's so funny because he's just so skinny and easy to throw around. He treats him like a little kid.
Gary Lake. For some reason, I see him as part Mr. Roper. Like part Mr. Roper and kind of part Kenny Rogers. But I think he, like, again, I think in a picture he kind of looks handsome, but he's probably not fresh, as Carol would say.
Just the true idea of weathered.
Well, he's a lake pooper.
Yeah, he's been around.
That's kind of all you need to know about somebody. Hey, Jer!
And then throughout his whole life.
And he wants Laramie to come to the cabin with him. Come to the cabin with me. We'll spend a bit of guy time together.
Oh, man.
And Andrew's like, freaking go! I could use some space from you anyways!
At dinner, he's sitting there, and there's like a heart on his plate only. A heart from like a deer.
Still pumping. And
he's like, hey, Laramie, you're eating that.
And he's not breaking eye contact with Laramie while taking bites of the heart. Just put it in your mouth. Roll it around your tongue.
That's all you got. One of those.
I don't think Gary Lake wants to do it with Laramie.
Mm-mm.
I think he's just the kind of guy that has no friends.
And fucks with everyone all the time.
Yeah.
Like, wakes him up with ice cold water on the face.
Only friggin' with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Get it together.
I don't think Gary Lake lives on the premises, though. I think he just stops by in the Sebring.
Or, like, just shows up through the window.
Just checking on you. And he probably has the top down in the Sebring. Like, the Sebring might not even have a top anymore. So even in May, he's got the top down.
Oh, man.
You turn the heat up. That won't hurt you.
Shows up in the middle if anyone's having sex and smacks him on the ass.
Like, how do you get in there? Is he the crunch, crunch, crunch guy?
I don't know if he's just too hardcore. I don't know, maybe. He would probably crunch it up a bit. How about...
He also takes... They have empty bottles of lager sitting by their front door, and he takes them. Returns them for money.
Nice. No, he's I think Crunch Crunch is a little too business for him.
He's Larry from Three's Company, and this guy's Mr. Roper.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, bud, have a great trip with the fam.
You too, and happy Canada Day, bods.
Happy Canada Day. You know, it's not to sound too precious, but if I don't remember every other day of the year, man, I'm reminded on this day of the year what an unbelievable country this is. It's so vast and beautiful and welcoming and safe and we really are lucky to live here. Thanks for listening, buds.
Hey, hope everybody, maybe a couple people out there got those burning firehouses going this weekend. You know, the little ones and those snakes that just sizzle on the ground. Those are the best moves.
What are they?
You know, those little buttons that you light and they just get longer into snakes?
I thought that by snakes that sizzle on the ground, I thought you were talking about poo again.
Hey, Jer!
Hey, Jer! Happy Canada Day, Jer! Over here!
Canada Day! Doom gong gang go ding gong ju bong bong so do da doom bong bang tick a doom down it.